Good morning, PGA DFS fans. It is another week here on the PGA Tour as the season is just getting started. We're heading to our first stateside event of the year in California as the California Swing will take over the calendar for the better part of the next month, except for 1 week where we skip away to the desert in Phoenix for the Waste Management. But this week, no, we're not worried about the Waste Management. We're worried about the American Express played here at the PGA West Resort and Country Club. So let's go ahead and dive right in and make sure you guys like and subscribe to our channel. A couple of reasons why. First off, coming out with these videos on demand every single week, three of them, you're going to get notified when these come live. And of course, if you like the video here, you and comment down below, that lets me know that you like the content you're coming out with, and maybe you like the picks or the content info that you see in these videos. So again, make sure you like and subscribe. All right, let's learn a little about the American Express, formerly known as the Desert Classic. It's played at PGA West, as I mentioned, two different courses. So how it starts is half the field will play on one, half the field will play on the other. It's called the Nicklaus course and the tournament course. Tournament course will have three rounds at it. You'll play one of the first two rounds and then each of the remaining two final rounds, Saturday and Sunday, you'll switch off to the Nicklaus course after. Let's learn a little bit about PGA West course. It is a par 72, 7,100 yards. Driving accuracy, not all that high, 63%. Shorter fairways or the width of the fairways are not that wide at all. But at the same time, the rough length is not really a problem. So greens and regulations still trend towards the 75% mark, even with the small greens. Only 5,000 square feet, so that also makes scrambling a lot easier. Not big greens, not a lot of big misses. So we're looking for players that maybe hit a little above the fairway average and golfers that are, of course, hitting it close on their irons, not just hitting the green. All right, let's talk about the easiest holes and the hardest holes on the course. There are four par fives. All of them average about 9 to 10% of the DraftKings or DFS scoring, I should say. All of them will have an eagle or two on them this week. Nothing like we saw last week at Wailea Country Club with the two par fives, though, on 9 and 18. And a ton of eagles on those. Don't expect as many this week. And the hardest holes, well, they're two par threes. The par three on the front side measuring 223 yards, the sixth hole. And then the famous Island Green par three 17th, while it's not like the one you see at TPC Sawgrass. Peter Dye, who is the designer here, has a lot of similar elements to it. The green is a little bit bigger here at PGA West, but still, you will find plenty of water balls this week. The hole here, too, at PGA West can certainly play a lot longer than the one at PGA Sawgrass, I should say. Okay, let's talk about the players here now this week, or at least a little bit about it. Let's set up the DFS calendar. 143 points DraftKings scored last year by the winner, Siwoo Kim. The average top 10 score was 110 points, a lot more than the average PGA Tour event. Very similar to what we saw with the Sony Open this past week, though. We saw Russell Henley and Hideki Matsuyama put up around 140, 150 points. Siwoo Kim coming in with 143 last year. So a very similar scoring event to what we had last week. The average top 10 salary, that is a bit lower, however, 8,100. So maybe a couple of more unknowns, if you will, that would play well here this week. Probably a little bit due to the fact, or all of it due to the fact, that it's 156 players. So at least 12 more players than last week brings in a little bit more variance, of course. All right, now let's learn about the golf course here a little bit, or the grass type, I should say, and some important statistics for the PGA West course this week. First, it is Bermuda throughout the entire golf course, on the greens, on the fairways, on the tees, on the rough, all of the above. The top strokes gained stats. Well, when we look at the strokes gained stats from last year, the top 10, it ranked strokes gain on the approach, strokes gain putting, strokes gain off the tee, and then strokes gain around the green to finish it off. Off the tee, just not that all important here because there's a lot of holes where you're going to hit less than driver on. And that's going to negate the driving distance of some of these power hitters. So we're again going to strokes gain on the approach and strokes gain putting. We should see a couple of differences, like say next week at the Farmers, we should see strokes gain off the tee matter much more than it has in the first 3 weeks of the year. Last, the top approach yardages. Well, this week you're going to have about 25% or more of your approach shots coming from under 125 yards. So those that are good with their wedges should have a leg up this week. And then lastly, also, we've got a couple of the longer par fives. So anything above 225. So really in that middle range, the 125 to 200, which was so important last week, really not going to be that all important this week, as about 50% of the approach shots come from under 125 or over 225. That is much more than the average. Okay, now let's go into my first clicks. But before I do, the perfect time to tell you about the sponsor of our video on demand series, Jock Market. If you haven't played over there, it's a really fun and unique way to play daily fantasy sports. Let's learn a little bit about it. Fantasy sports into a stock market exchange. Well, if you come from the world of finance and the world of equities like I do, it fits right up your alley. Certainly fits up mine. You get to make money every minute, every second, and every hour of the event that you're playing that's going on. You get to buy and sell shares of players in real time for real money. And if you use our exclusive Osmo promo code, you're going to get up to $50 deposit match on your first deposit. Download the app today and get started. They've got contests for NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and PGA all going on right now. It's a great time for sports. Very busy time, if you will, too. Here's how you pick up players. You're going to use the pregame IPO to pick up shares of your favorite players. Just like an IPO on the stock market exchange, it's an IPO for every player before the event starts. And you're going to pick up shares prior to that. And the great thing about it is the first market guarantee that Jock Market is offering. They will refund you any losses in your first NFL or NBA market up to $100. So check out, also be sure to check out our free Jock Market IPO projections to help you beat the market. So thanks for them for the continued support. All right, now let's talk about the players. We set the stage. We went over the course, we went over the DFS stuff. Now we'll get into the players a little bit, as we got 156 players here. Two out of the world's top 10 are here. Patrick Cantlay joins John Rahm, the number one in the world. 16 of the top 50 are also here. So a relatively strong event. Certainly when you have John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay at any event is going to be considered strong, because you're going to see their salaries, regardless of the rest of the field, in the 11K range. Some of the two best players in the world. Some could argue the two best players in the world right now, based off of the most recent results. Obviously, Cantlay winning the FedEx Cup, Rahm having a big time year and should have had at least one more win had COVID not ruined that. So a really solid field here. You've got a lot of guys making their season debut or calendar debut, including Scottie Scheffler, Gary Woodland, even Ricky Fowler is here as well. So let's go into a couple of those clicks. Who are my first clicks this week? Odds are just breaking as I'm making this video. Well, first click, I mean, when John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay are in the event and there's nobody else really that you'd consider top echelon in the world players, maybe it is good to start off with those two guys. Of course, if you had looked in the last couple of years of this event, certainly on the first three guys on the leaderboard come Sunday afternoon, John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay have both been there. So starting your card this week with one of them or both of them, wouldn't it be that bad of an idea? And a couple of guys you might want to fill them in with if they don't end up winning. Let's talk about Abraham Answer. Abraham Answer now has had two bad starts, a bad start at the Tournament of Champions, a missed cut, a terrible missed cut last week at the Sony Open. He was 6-under heading to the 16th hole and went bogey. He did end up birdieing 18 to get to -4, but still fell off, didn't need to, gained strokes on the approach, gained strokes off the tee, gained strokes around the green as well, but lost a tremendous amount putting. Hopefully now coming to stateside at the Desert Classic, where he has two straight top fives at. We'll get him going again. I like him as the middle pick here. And a couple of long shots this week that I'm going to have as my first clicks. Two guys that I saw stuff last week that I loved. Both came in the top 20 at big time numbers. It's Dylan Wu and Joseph Bramlett. Dylan Wu, the 25-year-old, and Joseph Bramlett. Let me finish my thought on him before I go to Bramlett. Excuse me. Dylan Wu, the rookie from the Korn Ferry Tour this year, certainly has some game. And then Joseph Bramlett, we've seen plenty of times before on the PGA Tour last year. Nice upside with his ball striking. Obviously, a lot going on, more than just ball striking, but certainly if those guys continue their good form, look at them for some long shots this week. All right, that's going to do it for my PGA DFS course and player preview for the American Express. Used to be called the Desert Classic. We've got a great slate of golf coming up after this. It's the Farmers Insurance after one of the best events in this early season, if not the best event. I expect contest to be the biggest. So let's go out and win some money this week. so we can enter the big contest coming up next week. So until then, everybody, make sure you check out our live shows. Ben, Raz, and I are on 1 o'clock on Tuesdays, PGA DFS Strategy Show, and then 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, Ben and Eric are going to take Live Before Lockdown and give you the best last minute advice before lock. So until next time, everybody, good luck, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.